can't tell if the chemistry's good by looking at it. It wasn't clear yesterday. For the last time, the saltwater pool is a chlorine pool.
This is the Talking Pools Podcast with pool pros from every region in the country. If it happens in a pool, you'll hear about it here. Everything from tips and hacks to the latest tricks and trends. Breaking news, we lay it on the line. We tell it like it is because we think you deserve to know.
Pool Perfect Max from Natural Chemistry is the premier weekly maintenance product for all pools. This 3-in-1 technology enhances clarity, maximizes pool program efficiency, and prevents problems. Take every pool care program to the max with Pool Perfect Max. Whether training a new employee or enhancing your own knowledge, Natural Chemistry offers a comprehensive online training program that covers everything from basic water chemistry to maximizing efficiency and troubleshooting. Visit www.ncprotraining.com today.
I'm ready for it. That time I was waiting and watching. So hello, welcome to the Talking Pools podcast where we start the show on time every episode. I'm Andrea and this is Rudy.
On time all the time. I am Rudy Stankiewicz. And yes, Andrea is here on time as is someone else. And we'll talk about that in a minute.
So I'll just tell you, yeah. Well, we have a guest, but I have a quick little story. The reason that I'm on time is because I was already at my house because I'm on vacation, but I'm really stressed out because I'm just used to any time I go on vacation that I'm going to come back to basically a shit show because, you know, not everybody cares about doing someone else's pools. They just want to get the fuck out of there and, you know, get paid for doing it. So I do want to say that I don't feel like I have to be worried. It's just like a force of habit, you know. I think I think everything is going to be good when I come back, but you know, it's just I'm ready to get back to work. I'm tired of being on vacation.
You know what I find they skip the most when you have somebody cover for you? I mean, yeah, the chemistry, yeah, the pool, but usually they do a good job making sure there's no debris in it. If there's algae in it, they treat the water. But one of the big things that people tend to skip is cleaning the filters. They don't want to stop and take the time to do that if it's necessary,
sure.
Especially if they know you're going to be back next week. Don't worry about it. Andrea will get it.
Well, that's one of the things that stresses you out before. Yeah, there's that, but that also stresses you out the week before because then you're trying to get all the filters done because then you don't want to get like, you know, calls on your vacation like, oh, you know, this person complained and you haven't cleaned the filter and whatever. And it's
then you show up.
Yeah, it just adds to all that stress.
And you have to clean every filter you have that week. Can you imagine? Every stop needs to have the filter cleaned.
Oh, one of the companies I worked at before, I showed back up to a complete like green, like my green screen, this pool. And I was like, first of all, why didn't anybody complain? And like, second of all, thanks, bro. I was so mad. But that, I don't think that will happen here. It's just something to worry
That's
about.
That's when you backhand the motherfucker right there. Just get him out of the line. So,
yeah.
Well, that drove me nuts.
Throw them in the pool.
So we have Jordan Thiessen with Cyclone Pool Filter Cleaners, right? Cleaners or cleaning. Get him to clear that up. But we talked to him a little bit at the Florida show, right? Or the Orlando show or what people nowadays call everything under the sun in Orlando at the Orange County Convention Center a couple of weeks ago.
It was a Key West show also. So you can't just say Florida show because technically there are two. In Florida. Be specific.
I call the Key West show the mashed potato show.
Well, there's that.
Aw, mashed potatoes again.
Largely because of you. But anyway, something magical happened after we spoke to Jordan last time.
What was that?
Did you know this? Were you aware of this?
I don't think so.
Jordan was awarded top new product.
Wow.
Top new product.
Cool. Congratulations.
At the entire show.
That's awesome.
How much of an honor is that? Jordan, how did that make you feel?
Hey, that was really awesome. You know, we were nominated up against some other really good products. I think the Hayward's new salt system was one of those contenders. And, you know, the people that were visiting the show, they, you know, were the ones who voted for what they thought was exciting to them. And so that's really cool to be awarded that. And, you know, we know that it came from the pool pros that were there. And so, yeah, it was super exciting that to have that best product for the show. Yeah.
It's a huge honor. That's for sure. There were a lot of great companies, a lot of great manufacturers there. And now, if I'm not mistaken, you're one of us.
That's right. I am.
You're a pool guy. Is that correct? So this is something that was born out of necessity, I guess, or just looking for a better way to do something. Nobody knows what we're talking about just yet.
Isn't that the mother of all invention? Necessity?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
The mother of invention, yes. He had one of those what if moments.
I want to hear about this.
You do? I do too. Jordan, tell us about the product that you have.
I do. I'm excited.
So the product, first of all, I think I want to just talk about cartridge filters briefly, just that they're good. They're good. They're good filters, the filter type, and they're popular. And the reasons are, you know, they're high quality filtration, not quite as good of filtration as a DE filter, as everybody knows, but they're easier to clean. They conserve on water. And so people want to install them. They have a lot of pros in the pros column. But then in the cons column, there are a few things. And maintenance is kind of really what you would think of. You know, they're time consuming to clean. You usually are bent over while you're cleaning them. And you get messy while you're cleaning them. And so...
And soggy. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And so actually to the point where some pool pros, they say, forget cartridge filters. I don't want to deal with the maintenance. I'm going to replace it with a sand filter because all I have to do is backwash it. And then I'm on my way. But what the Cyclone filter cleaner does, it takes these items out of the cons column, puts them back over the pros, because with the Cyclone filter cleaner, it's now very quick to clean the cartridge filters. You don't have to bend over and you don't get messy and wet when you're cleaning them. And so
I'll tell you, you know, one of our sponsors, AquaStar Pool Products, has done some innovative things with cartridge filters. And I'll just throw this out there really quick, because one of the things they've done is they've made the tank easier to open.
Right.
Which is huge. That's part of the battle. Then I'm Andrea. And then
one of the things, listen to me. I'm just thinking in my head. I just went on this whole like story inside my own brain. I apologize. So whenever I'm cleaning a cartridge filter, I'm always worried that I'm going to get pink eye because when you spray it and it hits the bands, you know, and it like splashes you in the face and it's like, maybe it's a green one or maybe you get I've had pieces of sand fly in my eye before. Sorry. That's all I was thinking about when you were talking about cons.
The other thing I was going to say before I was interrupted, by the way, Andrea, drink.
Andrea, interrupt us. Drink.
The other thing I was going to say before I was interrupted is that AquaStar also, they came up with an innovative cartridge design, because I would be remiss if I don't mention this, because I do have this unit on my own pool, and it doesn't have to be cleaned as often because of the pleat design. But that doesn't mean that it doesn't still need to be cleaned. And as far as how it cleans, that's going to be the same as where Jordan is going. But I did want to say is that everybody seems to be making cartridge filters. Well, at least you and AquaStar Pool Products seem to be making it easier to have cartridge filters on your route for everyone.
Right.
So Andrea's point, everything sprays up in her face. This doesn't happen with yours?
No. So, right. So it's a tool. It's a Cyclone Filter Tools. Is our company, and we make the Cyclone filter cleaner, and I'll show it to you. I know, you know, on the podcast, you might not be able to see it, but we can describe it.
So this is a stand that is, are we all okay? So this is, it's a foldable, folds down into a compact design that this can go in the back of your truck. You can unfold it easily and slide it down. So then your filter will come to rest on a bottom retainer that can spin. And this piece has a stainless steel ball bearing embedded in there. And so you are able to put your filter cartridge vertically on a stand. And now what was a two-handed operation, perhaps, where you're holding on to the filter with one hand and spraying it off with the other, now it's just a one-handed operation. You put this top retainer that secures the top of the filter, centers it on here, and now the whole filter can spin around the stand, and it's...
That's really cool. So like it's a almost like a, it looked like a tripod. Yeah. Maybe it had tripod. Four legs. I couldn't really see. But so you set that up like a tripod, and then you slide the cartridge down over the center pole, and then you have the bottom and the top that kind of locks it into
right.
place, but it's able
and
to spin. Right?
Also included with our product, awesome. we include a special spray nozzle that has an extension, and there's a, it hooks right up to your garden hose. There's a shutoff to turn the water on and off. And then on this end, it's a brass fan tip nozzle. So what you're getting a lot of flow because this is 3/4 inch PVC. So there's a lot of flow. It's not restricted. And then the pressure, it actually kind of enhances regular hose pressure, and it puts out a fan tip spray that will cut between the pleats as you're cleaning it, and it'll get really deep into those pleats to get all the dirt out as you're cleaning.
That's fantastic.
I love that. Yeah, too. Sure. I used to have one of those filter flosser things that attaches to the hose, and I did like, I mean, it was kind of not worth it, but I did like the way that it sprayed in between the pleats. Wow. That's always, that was
well,
a
what he's taking care of here.
No, this sounds awesome.
He's ensuring that the person who's using his cleaning stand, I'm going to call it that for right now, also has the right hose nozzle, which is a huge part of the problem a lot of times. Because, you know, I've seen people hold their thumb over the end of a hose. I mean, I've seen with the wider plastic nozzles, even some of the brass fireman nozzles that we get, the opening is too, it's just designed wrong for what we need it to do. So making sure that you're getting the right nozzle out, that you're making sure they have everything they need.
We kind of went back and forth on that, you know. But up until this point, we've always included this wand with the kit so that they do get what they need. And it enables you to stand back from the work a little bit, so you're not getting sprayed back. And if you actually kind of spray it, it gives you full control over how fast you want it to spin. So you don't want it to go too fast. Otherwise, it starts slinging water and it defeats the whole purpose. So kind of slowly, but that doesn't mean that you're cleaning it slowly. It's very efficient. And as it's just turning, you're getting in between each pleat that passes by. And before you know it, the whole filter's cleaned, or all four of your quad filters are cleaned.
Yeah, that sounds like it would definitely speed things up, because my big pool now, there's 13 quad filters.
Okay.
Because I've got a big pool and a lot of water features and 13. A lot of fountains and stuff. There's 13 Pentair quad filters. So yeah, I would like actually think about getting one of these.
That would be definitely my least favorite pool out there.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, it's
how long does it take you to clean those?
Me?
Do you clean them all in one shot, or do you break it up?
I asked for help this time because I started to do it. Sorry, hold on. I started to do it last time, or, you know, hold on, sorry. Let me mute.
So while she's doing that, Jordan, I'm going to ask really quick because this would be of great value, I think.
Half of them done, Rudy. Thank you. I only got half of them done. And then I'm asking for help this time to send somebody with me so we could just open them up and just bang them all out at once. So,
in what time frame did you get half of them done?
3 hours.
Okay. So, Jordan, you're guesstimating this can cut her time in half?
I would say so. Yep.
Wow.
A lot of it was opening the filter, but yeah. And what I'm excited about too is that it's going to lift the cartridge up off the ground because a lot of times that water just kind of pools up in there and then the bottom of it just stays dirty no matter what you do.
So I'm going to interject now because with the point I was trying to make a minute ago, but Andrea decided she was just going to talk over me. Is that...
Yeah, well...
is that, Jordan, if you have a clip of this system operating, maybe 20, 15 seconds worth, you can send to me. The folks that are listening on the podcast, they won't be able to see it, but we do also post these on Facebook and YouTube. So we could drop this in right after we're finished talking before we go on. So that way everybody who at least, So at least that way people who can see it can see it.
It's, I love how visual it is because most pool pros, if they only need to see like 4 or 5 seconds of it, and it's like, okay, I get that. That's, I need that, you know, because it just, it explains itself so quickly. Like I take, you know, takes me a minute to, okay, let's explain this device. It spins as you, but just play a video and it's like, you understand everything all at once.
Yeah, it just clicks because it like takes care of all of the, like you said in the beginning, it definitely does take care of a lot of the issues. And it seems like it's definitely worth the, what, like 30 seconds it takes to set it up versus, you know, standing there trying to fight with the stupid cartridges and then, like you said, bent over.
Yeah,
that sucks.
How long have you been a pool guy?
About close to 15 years. Yeah, I was around 20 years old when I started, and my dad builds pools and did a little bit of work with him and then decided that I'd like to.
So you're a legacy pool pro.
Yeah.
Legacy
pool
pro.
He's just a really great designer and masonry is his background. So all the stonework on his pools looks great and does a lot of just custom gunite pools, but I decided to maybe get into the maintenance side of things. Started from zero pools, of course, and just built it up over time and learned slowly. And then as I got a little more serious about it, really tried to double down on like my chemistry and learn, you know, better things so that when I was used to get surprised, I'd come back to a pool and it'd be green. It's like, what happened here? This was fine last week, but now it's green. I was like, got fed up with that and learned that I was over abusing the tablets in the pool, just kind of following the normal routine of people in my area. I'm in the Nashville, Tennessee area, and kind of following how is it done.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to ask where you're
at. People would put in about 5 or 6 tablets in a pool per week. It was pretty normal.
So Jordan, tell me what led up to this design in your mind.
What I was doing was I was cleaning a spa cartridge, which is small and a supportable hot tub. Pulled that out. I started
and nasty.
Yeah. I rested it on the ground and started spraying it with water. And lo and behold, it starts spinning in my hand. It's on the ground. It starts kind of spinning. And I think, wow, this is kind of cool. This thing, well, I'm going to let this thing try to get it to spin. And then I'll just spray it from the top down to the bottom. And then I don't have to like turn it, go spray back and forth. I can just get it to spin and down I go and clean the whole thing. Then I thought, though, that wow, how awesome would that be to do this with full size cartridge filters. And so from that point on, it was like my mission to figure out how I could do that and start, you know, brainstorming possible things. At first I thought, okay, I'll put a little motor. I'm going to put a motor that turns a shaft and like a pedestal to put the filter on, and it'll spin it as I spray it. But that's not the best idea, really. I mean, I'm in
that probably wouldn't have got you top product. That sounds, yeah. The evolution, yeah, though, is interesting, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
What I've learned is simple is always the best. So if you have an idea and it starts out complex, however much you can simplify it, then you're getting closer to something that is a really good product. And so it went under so many different iterations. It turns there was a customer of mine that he let me know that I was gonna winterize his pool, and he says that he has a machine shop. He's like, if you have anything you need, any machine work you need done, let me know. And I said, well, as a matter of fact, I would like to I have something that I'm trying to work on, and I needed a conical shape for these retainers, and it looks like this. It's a cone shape, and he machined this out of plastic. And then fast forward, these are too expensive to make. So I contacted David Van Brunt, and he, a part of his group, and he turned me on to 3D printing.
Very cool. I thought you were going to say that Caleb was making these for you.
He made them for you.
Well, Caleb did make the
I
first
told you it
original.
Was Caleb,
first.
Rudy.
Did he?
It's Caleb.
Caleb.
He did, right. Yeah.
You know what? It's regional.
No, it's not. Get it right.
Gosh darn it.
Yeah. I said, really? 3D printing, isn't that just for like knickknacks and toys, and like it's not really that durable, is it? And said, no, you can make stuff that's strong. And so I had Caleb, he made exactly what I needed, and it's like a fraction of the cost. And then so we went back and forth a few times, and it became apparent to me that I would need to get into 3D printing because of how much refinement was going to be done to this to get it right. And like, I turns out I would be hundreds of revisions to these parts, these plastic parts, to get them right. And
this is actually that kid, he keeps coming up on our podcast. We're probably just going to have him on as a guest if David will let him.
We just talked about him, not to him. We just brought him up like an episode or two ago. And also,
right, was it
fun
last,
side note. Yeah. Something like that. I think it was the last time we talked, but they just sent up a rocket that was 3D printed like 3 days ago. So
wow. We talked about that as well, but we've had David on the show twice, and we've talked about Caleb. Is it
Caleb?
At least five times on five different episodes. So that kid's amazing. So let me ask you, here's the big thing, because this is what's super impressive, and this is what not everybody has, and not everybody has good ideas, not everybody has great ideas, but a good amount of people do. The difference, though, is acting on those ideas, because that's where a lot of people fall short, and then you go from a decent-sized crowd to maybe a handful of people that actually take that next step. Did somebody have to push you?
No. I don't think so, but I did get, I wasn't in this alone. I always shared my ideas with my dad, and he really loved the ideas. And early on, he's like very supportive. And so he was kind of keeping me, maybe we could tweak this or that. And so early on, we just kind of became partners on it. And so we are today, we're partners in this, and we've together, a lot of hours on the phone of just brainstorming, ways that this product can get better, and maybe,
other products or where it can go. So definitely I had my dad helping me in just keeping going. It was a lot of perseverance. Yeah. That was needed. And, without question, I also need to thank my wife because, as I said, so many hours on the phone, you know, with my dad, and so many hours out in the backyard trying to make this thing work and out in the field testing it. It's been a couple really.
That can make a difference too. Not everybody has that support of a spouse.
For sure.
That's a fact. Yeah. I do. I have a wonderful wife. She's amazing.
Just a cool story.
Yeah, thank you.
All around.
I think that I agree with you. Pool guys have a lot of good ideas, and I encourage everybody to pursue them, you know, as much as you can. See where they can go, and
time frame from start to finish, from when you first contacted that guy at the machine shop to when you sold your first product. What's the time frame there?
I think a year and a half.
That's not bad.
Year and a half.
Wow, that's not cool. Bad.
Okay. And are we going on Shark Tank?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe Kevin.
Yeah. There you go. That wouldn't be bad. So now, how do people get one of these?
You can go to cyclonefiltertools.com and check out our website. We have some videos that show it in use. It can be used as on quad filters, or they could be on the single filters as well, which do require an additional adapter, but we support both types. It doesn't work with System 3 large filters. They're just too big and heavy, just so you know. But still, with the extension wand is great for those, cleaning the inside and the outside. It's good for cleaning DE filters. The extension wand is good for that. But they're designed to clean the quad filters and the larger single element filters.
Okay.
I like it. I'm going to check it out, Andrea, for sure. I'm excited because I already said it. But yeah, I'm going to check it out absolutely for sure.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. So you have at least one sale there.
Yeah, at least.
Hopefully
excited.
You have many, many more.
Oh, yeah. We've been getting really good feedback from the pool pros in all regions across the country. And we're excited to just offer something that is like, that is this new school way of doing things, you know, getting good quality tools to work and make your life way better as the tech, way more enjoyment.
That definitely lends toward what we're all about, making things easier for the pool pro out in the field. And Andrea, after you get one of these, you'll have to come back and give us some feedback on how it worked out for you. Did it save you time on that monster pool of yours? And Jordan, last time, what's that email address?
It's, the website is cyclonefiltertools.com. And you can email me at jordan@cyclonefiltertools.com.
Awesome. Jordan, thanks for being on with us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, we wish you nothing.
We wish you best of luck. If you're going to be at the Western show, I'll be there as well. So I'll see you popping about the trade shows. And I may pick up one and try it out myself, because right now I'm using a T-ball tee.
You should get one for me, too.
Which does keep it from falling over. But I... there you go. All right. Everybody, Jordan, thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you.
Rudy and Andrea will be right back with more Flock It Fridays after these messages.
AquaStar's new pipeline cartridge filters, available in two sizes, deliver top-notch hydraulic efficiency along with best-in-class filtration performance, approaching that of DE filters. Uniquely designed open pleat spacing means 100% of the media square footage is usable, and these claims are backed by NSF test results. Designed with a pro's time and comfort in mind, the patented double locking system improves safety and ease of access, making filter cleanings faster than ever before. Available now. Ask your supplier for Pipeline filters today.
Blu-ray XL is the power of minerals working for you. Reduce your overall chemical costs and labor up to 50% guaranteed. Whether you have 20 accounts or 20,000, Blu-ray XL's direct pricing and free shipping to the pool trade have you covered. Improving pool professionals' profit and work-life balance is what they do. Blu-ray XL, the real mineral purifier. Visit them at Blu-rayXL.com.
Blu-ray all day.
Pool Magazine is the hottest new publication for the pool and spa industry. Featuring up-to-the-minute news on what's happening in the pool world in a fresh new stylized format with our mobile-friendly app. Pool Magazine is the app for keeping your fingers on the pulse of the pool industry. You'll find featured news, editorials, podcasts, videos, and more on the Pool Magazine app. Download on Google Play and the App Store.
And we're back.
Hey!
We're here from the future, actually.
We went 2 weeks into the future on this one, and Jordan was nice enough to give Andrea one of his Cyclone filter cleaners. So now that she's had it for a couple of weeks and has cleaned thousands of cartridges with it, it's time to get a little bit of feedback. So tell me what you think.
All right. So yes, So first of all, thank you, Jordan. Thank you for sending me that. I'm glad to have it. I think it's actually really cool. So when I first got it, and I said this, I think I made a comment about this. When I first got it, it made me really dizzy to use.
Dizzy.
Yeah. I don't know if it was just because I was focused on watching the cartridge spin, because it is quite fascinating once you first start doing it.
Hypnotic.
I guess. I don't know. It made me feel really dizzy, and I had to stop because I felt like I was going to throw up.
So far, we're off to a great start.
So then I kept using it, and then I got a little bit better of I got more of a hang of more of the hang of it got better at it got the hang of it got better with it so okay so like I initially told you hold on wait let me look at it let me look real quick because I wanted to make sure that I got the price correct on this before I started talking about it. Hold on.
We are in hold. We are waiting for Andrea Nannini.
Do some filter music? Not filter music. Elevator music.
This is our telenovela with Andrea, the pool girl. Andrea looks concerned.
Okay. Okay. So looking at the prices real quick. Okay. So
Andrea is viewing prices as we speak.
So the basic thing is $299. You can buy it with the XL adapters. That is $319. And then it comes with a bag. Or I don't know if the bag is sold separately or if you can.
So explain, these XL adapters are for larger cartridges, like a
Stay-Rite
PLM something or other?
No, that's too big. Everything that he said I found to be true about the product. My only issue is that I feel like it's expensive what it's used for.
$300.
Yeah, so it's $319 if you want those extra large adapters. So what Jordan was saying was that they designed it for the quad cartridges. So if you just have quad cartridges and you don't have any single cartridges, then you don't need to buy the one for $319. You can just get the base unit, if you want to call it that. So he was talking about how it's on bearings and it spins. So there's this bottom cap with the bearings on it, and that's what you put the cartridge down on and it spins around. And basically you use the hose pressure to spin the cartridge.
And is spinning an advantage?
So when I first started using it. I wasn't sure about it. It didn't seem like I was able to get as deep of a cleaning inside the pleats as I would have liked. So I kind of was stopping it from spinning. I was kind of holding it still and then just spraying everything out and making sure it all came out. But then once I was satisfied with all of that stuff coming out, I just let it go and was able to just give it a quick rinse and got the whole cartridge rinsed in like 10 seconds. If you want to do a single cartridge, you buy the one with the extra large adapters and that just slides over. It's all very simple. Like none of this is complicated to put together or set up at all. Even to put the adapters on there, it take the circular disc and you slide it down over the pole like you would the cartridge and you put it on top of the bottom cap that has that bearing in there. And then it fits a single cartridge, like say a CC 100, the 150, the 200. What did I clean with it today? The CC 200. It can do the Jandys, you know, the CS 200, the 100. I don't think it can do those PLMs or the big stay rights. Those would be too big.
Okay.
So you set up the little tripod, which is literally three poles that you move and click into place. There's no adjusting. It's not like a tripod that you have to like adjust all three legs and make them the same height and fuck it around with that. You just click them out, click them into place, lock them in, and you set it down and you're good to go. Then you just take...
I like that.
Yes.
I do like that.
Yes.
It looks super easy and convenient to carry around and it doesn't take up much space.
It rides around in my front seat, but I could put it... I could put it behind my two seats. I don't have any like extended cab or whatever in my truck. It's just, you know, the back wall up against my seats, but it will fit back there because it folds up and it unfolds maybe 10 seconds to set up and to put away. Super easy. Even like I said, even changing out the adapters, because you don't change out the bottom one, you just slide the big one on top of the little one and that's it. So it's super, super fast and super easy to do.
Is it quicker?
I think so. Like I said, at first I wasn't sure, but I actually had a homeowner watch me do it today and he was amazed. He was like, wow, that makes it go so much faster. That was the CC 200 that I did, the single cartridge. So like I said, once you get used to like kind of just controlling it, I mean, I'm sure he's screaming at me from the other side listening to this that you're supposed to stand back from it. Like that was his whole thing, is it stops you from getting wet. I had to stop it from spinning or I was going to fall over. So, but.
Well, you also said in order to get a deep clean deep within the pleats that you had to stop it from spinning.
Right. So I had to make sure.
Is that in every instance?
No, it's not. I had a bunch of big chunks that were lodged deep in there from, like, they were like tree seeds or whatever from palm trees. I like having it. It's very convenient. I actually have gone back to my truck. I cleaned like three filters today and I went back to my truck each time to grab it. It definitely helps because it gets the cartridge up off the ground. So you're not like, you don't have to have it tilted and you don't have to lift it up and spin it and, you know, hurt your shoulder pulling it up. And I don't know about your T-ball thing, but it seems like spinning around the T-ball would make me dizzy too. So
I just walk around it. I don't spin around
it. I know, but then it seems like your hose is going to get all wrapped around it. And I don't know. It seems maybe I'm overthinking the whole T-ball stand thing, but
it's literally the same, except not off the ground and doesn't spin.
Well, my favorite thing about it is that it is up off the ground. And I do enjoy this, as you called it, the spinaroony. I do like it because it does make it a lot easier. You don't, like I said, you don't have to lift and turn. And even if you use it incorrectly, like I was doing and stopping it from spinning and spraying the cartridge, all I had to do was just like let it go for a second and then stop it again. And that was it. It turned itself.
I do like the term spinaroony, but let me ask you this.
Okay.
We got all that information.
I do like it. I do like having it. I think it makes it much easier.
The big question, is it worth the $300 that he's charging for it? Because that's not inexpensive. I mean, and if it is, that's fantastic, but is it?
I wish that it wasn't $319. The one that I was gifted included the bag I mentioned earlier. I don't know if the bag is separate or if that's included. I mean, when you buy the set, the bag definitely is nice and neat in there. I don't know if I was still a single polar, I don't know if I would be able to justify the cost for that. Especially since we're not doing quad cartridges all that often here in South Florida. it would only be for single cartridges, so it would be the more expensive one. And also,
you're talking $20 though.
Well, yeah, but still, I mean, $20 is $20.
What would you pay for it?
I used to work for a company that had like 18 routes, and I definitely could not see him purchasing one of those for each tech. So there's that.
But you didn't answer my question.
What is your question? How much would I pay for it?
Yeah, what should it cost?
I really wish that it was more like $150 that I would definitely do. But I also don't want to like undermine any of the quality of it either. Because I totally understand like the
I'm not
the
asking you to do that.
Is great.
I'm asking
is very
I'm
well
asking
made.
You, the whole purpose of this, okay, we checked it out, you love it. That's what I get from it.
Yeah,
you absolutely
I
love
do.
It.
I like it.
You're not so much a fan of the Spinneroonie, but some people might like that.
No, I do
like it a little bit.
I do like it a little bit. I just got to not stare at the cartridge spinning.
You said it, yeah, it's a lot like after you inhale fumes when you're done.
Or it's right? Like when you get the spins when you've had too much to drink and you shut the lights off too early.
So you just put your other foot on the floor and you should be fine.
Oh, that's a good idea.
There you go. Now.
I wish it was more like $150 versus $320. That is really my only complaint. I mean, if I was a single puller and I had a bunch of accounts and I was cleaning filters constantly, then sure, I would definitely, because I like toys and I like being extra and I like stuff like that. And it does make it easier. It does help. So
there you go. Cyclone filter cleaner. Or Sons, or anybody else, actually. Again, this is just one person's opinion, and Andrea's opinion is that she did actually like it. It's just it was a little steep for her. For her. So you have to figure out what it's worth, and it's worth whatever you're willing to pay for it. And if the value is there for you, by all means, hit up Jordan.
That's my opinion on it.
How do you clean your filter? I mean, once you take them out, you hose them off. I got that. But periodically, you need to clean them a little bit deeper than that, your cartridges.
Well, when I was doing commercials, and I don't really do this a lot for my residentials unless the pool gets, you know, a lot of use. Yeah. But what I used to do is I would take a degreaser. They sold one at Horner. I don't remember the brand or whatever, but I know there's some at Home Depot that you can get. But that's what I did. I would take and I put that in a pump sprayer. I sprayed it. First, I sprayed it all out, you know, then I sprayed it down with the degreaser. And then after that, I sprayed that out. Then I put some acid water mix on it. I used to have a spa that would get so dirty on a weekly basis that it had a water feature coming out of the wall, and within a week it would just not even be working, and it was so aggravating because then they know you need to clean the filter. And, ugh.
Did you always automatically go from degreaser to acid dilution, or sometimes just the degreaser? Where were you at with that?
No, I always used the acid afterwards.
Okay. Because the acid we use because things calcify, right? So we want to make sure that we get rid of that stuff. And we use the degreaser first. And Kelly and Dan mentioned this last week, I think.
Well,
also, that,
sometimes
that
it
if
just
you don't
the,
use...
Sometimes...
Andrea, interrupt us. Drink.
It's just the only thing that gets rid of that, like, black... scummy shit. It turns it yellow. You can see it reacting to it.
The acid.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. But if you don't use the degreaser first, then you almost, the oils and body oils and gook and schmutz and all that good stuff almost turns into like a varnish on the element that you can never get rid of. So if you just take the element and plop it into an acid bath, you messed up. Hose it down into the degreaser.
I have done
that. Soak it
overnight. You know, sometimes you just got to do it.
No, 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 no. You'd do it again if you thought you could get away with it, wouldn't you?
I soak it in degreaser overnight. Then I'll make a decision at that point whether or not I need an acid dilution. About the same?
Nobody has time to soak.
Nobody has time to soak shit overnight. You do if you purchase.
Nobody has time to do that.
If you have your customers purchase two elements and you have a shop and you can charge them for this additional service, you will suddenly have the time for a much deeper filter cleaning. Do you not agree? If you're going to do it the right way, you soak it.
I agree that you are correct in saying this and in your assumption that it's a good practice, a best practice, if you will. However, I can't see that being realistic on a route of fucking 20 pools a day.
You can't see swapping out an element, bringing it back to the
No, that shop. Sounds like an awful lot of extra work. Sorry.
How does it's actually less work if you think about it, because then you don't have to clean the filter.
I don't know. Well, you got to make the bucket. You got to soak it. You got to.
I mean, obviously, your large pool that has 5 million quads. Yeah, but not for you.
13. Thank There's you.
You have a person at the shop who can do this where you can soak this up.
Oh.
So you just bring
it
back.
Makes it a little different.
Toss it off the truck and leave. It's no extra work.
Okay, I agree with that then.
In fact, now you didn't even have to clean it because all you did was open the tank, take the dirty ones out, put clean ones in, throw the dirty ones in the back of your truck, and you drive them back to the shop where somebody else takes care of it.
All right, but now that sounds gross because now it sounds like you're mixing customers' body schmutz, schmeg. Haha.
How many of, well, you know, on your route, how many of these filters need to be cleaned every time you go out?
On my route?
Yeah. In a day. How many filters do you clean in a day? How many pools? Let's go with that. How many pools need their filters cleaned on your typical day?
One or two.
So how much body schmutz are you really mixing together? And besides, it's not.
Rudy, I have a very small route compared to your normal pool pro.
It's not.
Because
like
my big pool takes me 3.5 hours roughly every 3 days. So I don't have really the time to be doing a 21 pool route. So my other pools are very large on top of it. So
how long did
I'm the wrong person to ask this question.
I don't know if you are or not. You have a pool with 13 quads. If you didn't have to hose them off.
I switched to Andrea from 2016 when I was doing 90 pools a week.
How about last week when you were in a better mood? Switch to that. this week you are not stopping at all. I don't know. You came into this one ready to scrap because you are just talking over everything with no break in your interruptions. Well, you know, Tuesday only happens once a week, Andrea.
I know.
And that's when we record for Friday, which also only happens once a week.
Didn't even realize that today was Tuesday. I have had such a crazy time.
Oh, my God. So you're talking about how long do you soak these things in acid for when you do? Let's go with what you actually
do
in
know?
The field, which sounds
do,
like
do you
not
know
much.
What do?
Yeah, go. Tell me about it. You just pour the acid
much.
Right on it, don't you?
I do.
All right. So
I do. I don't even.
You don't even dilute it. You just pour it right on it, hose it off. Okay.
I tried to lie earlier. No, I just sprinkle it right on there.
And what kind
like of. Like I'm sprinkling salad dressing.
All right. Obviously, we cleaned filters differently. What type of. What are you using for your degreaser?
I cannot remember the name of it, but it's sold at Horner. I think it's like H7 or something. It's pink.
Okay. So
and that I would dilute and I would put that in a pump sprayer and I would get in between the pleats. That for real, I would do it like that. And
you
I
know,
just don't pass
it. I like the old school ways. So I use TSP, trisodium phosphate, which is what we used
That's
before.
The one I couldn't remember.
Before
isn't that at Home Depot?
You can get it at Home Depot. You can get it at Lowe's. You can get it in any big box DIY. You could order it from anywhere. that's what existed before all of these cartridge cleaning solutions came out. Now, are the cartridge cleaning solutions better? No. Not in my opinion.
I've never used one of those.
Not in my opinion.
Degreaser from Home Depot is just your general all-purpose.
Yeah. Cleaner. Works degreaser. Great. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Cheaper, the cheapest route. Now, I know I have some folks out there that say I just use dishwash liquid as a degreaser, but if you actually use it at the correct rate that you're supposed to, and I can run through that, see, because your average cartridge cleaning solution, they ask for about 4 ounces per gallon. That's the dose at a cost of $31.99 for a half a gallon of the cleaner, $32 for the cleaner. That gives you a cost of $64 every time you use that cleaning solution. If you follow the instructions and use the correct amount, $64 cleaning
and per soak it cartridge, in a bucket overnight.
Unless you use the solution for multiple cartridges in a row. But to me, that's like, you know, taking a bath after somebody else did. In either case, like you were talking
that's
about
like
before,
wiping your kitchen down with mixing, a dirty towel.
Mix in the schmutz before. You don't want your customers to get an STD because you had their cartridge so close to somebody else's. I don't know what you were worried about.
I said schmutz.
Now, it's whatever. I know. There you go. Dish soap. 8 ounces per 5 gallons is the amount you're supposed to use if you're going to soak it, which makes it about $6.30. And dish soap is about $6.30 a quart, right? So that puts you at about $20 per cleaning in that 32-gallon pail, if that's what you're using.
That's
which
nice.
Is better. That's much better, right? That's a lot cheaper than the
could
64.
Could you use Simple Green?
I would have to look at the SDS on that to know exactly what's in it. So I can't really answer that now, but I'll check it out for you. So we have cartridge cleaning solution at $64 per cleaning. We have dish liquid at $20 per cleaning. TSP is 1 cup to 5 gallons of water, costs $23.50 for a 4.5-pound box. So the total cost here of making that solution, $16. So save 75% off of the cartridge cleaning solutions that are made for this and does just as good of a job, if not better.
Now, how would you recommend someone doing commercial pools like I used to with those big VAC DE filters? Because I would just take, like I said, my pump sprayer.
You mean a surge pit? The open with the grids?
Yeah, and spray it, empty the surge. I would empty the surge pit and then I would spray down the grids. Mm-hmm. Then I would spray them with the degreaser. And then I wouldn't really acid wash those as many times.
I would get, and
that spa really,
you're going to laugh. You're going to laugh. But what I would do is I would drain the pit. I would hose them down thoroughly as it was draining, because I usually did it as it was draining. Then once I had the pit empty, I would take a bucket and add my dose of TSP into the bucket and a toilet brush, and I would scrub both sides of each element. And the toilet brush is thin enough that I don't even have to take them apart with the spacers in there. Then hose it down. Now I've used a degreaser, and I'm good to go. If I'm going to have to put them in acid, I'm going to have to take them out. And I'll be honest with you, if I have to take them out, I'm selling them new ones.
Right.
So that's
there's no point in
that's not going to happen. I have to pull 40 of those things out of a surge pit. Not happening. So, but what about your pressure side DE?
Pressure side DE. Oh, then you got to take the
regular
whole thing apart, right?
Vertical grid. Yeah. And how often should you do that?
Once every couple of years or so.
I would do it at least once to twice a year. I mean, or as needed, obviously, if it builds
that's
up with a
said.
Lot of oils. Which every couple of years, not exactly the same thing, but really close. So, yeah. And we're going to use the pressure gauge to help us with that. Same with a cartridge filter. Now, Kelly and Dan were talking about when to clean, and you clean those elements inside whenever the pressure rises 8 to 10 PSI above your normal operating pressure. With the vacuum DE filter, you're going to clean those elements whenever the vacuum gauge reads greater than 8 inches of mercury. So we're looking at that vacuum gauge, which is in front of the pump on that one. The way we know when it's time to use a degreaser is after you hose it down, like we were speaking about, you take it out, you hose it off, you plop it back in. After you go through that, if the pressure increases the 8 to 10 PSI in less than 24 hours, you should take it out and use a degreaser. If it continues and you didn't see any calcification,
the spa that I had was I'm just talking about that spa again. It was very heavily used, and it was literally every couple of days it would stop.
Well, if you needed to grease every couple of flowing. Days, I would sell them a new element once a month. That'll get them to make their pee.
I did pretty much.
There you go. To shower before.
I pretty much did.
And that's the easiest way.
They canceled.
The easiest way to cut back on the amount of time that you have to clean the filter. Make people shower. So, but a vertical grid DE filter, 8 elements inside, 7 full, 1/2, right? At least once or twice a year, or depending on the gauge, if it increases that 8 to 10 PSI in less than 24 hours after you've hosed them all down thoroughly, then you take it out and plop it in the degreaser. And not all assembled. Take it apart. Do it the right way, because it's really hard to get in between those elements while they're still in the manifold. Soak them overnight.
Especially if it's all caked up with DE powder already.
You keep making faces at the overnight. I am so sorry you are a 15-minute pool gal.
It's a delay. It is a delay. That is not what my face was about. God damn it.
It's not a delay, hey, though, man, if you had to do it anyway. And now you're just transferring.
That meme. Oh, my God. There's a delay in our internet fucking connection where you thought I winced seconds ago. Literal seconds ago. Anyway.
Did you just fart?
No, I went.
Raspberries here on the Talking Pools podcast. It is a pain in the butt to take the DE filter apart. And the other thing you have to do is scoop out all the DE that never left after you backwashed it, because you never get it all out during a backwash. You probably get, what, about 85%, 80% comes out. But that the remainder.
I literally said that when you were yelling at me because you thought I was wincing at your overnight comment. No, I said, especially if there's all DE caked up already in there, it's gonna.
Oh, I thought you meant on the elements themselves. Okay. Yep. Sand filters. What about them?
I think the last time I saw a sand filter was 2019.
Okay. So pre-COVID.
What about him? I don't know.
How do you clean a sand filter, Andrea?
The same way as a DE filter. You just don't do DE powder.
Right. So with the vertical grid DE filter on the pressure side, after you do take it apart, reassemble it, same after you backwash, it's time to add new diatomaceous earth. You mix that into a slurry, pour it slowly through the skimmer with the pump running. Make sure you put the valve back in the filter position before you add the DE. Otherwise, you will fill the insides of the grids with diatomaceous earth. You will ruin them. They'll need to be replaced. But Andrea's correct.
Oh, that's good
on
know.
A sand filter, you just backwash.
I've never
it.
Done that.
Mm-hmm. Now, you can do an enzyme purge. When you backwash a sand filter. So, and our sponsor, Natural Chemistry Products, they have a lot of great enzyme products, but you can get one of their products, pour it slowly through the skimmer while you're backwashing. That'll break up a lot of the schmutz and gack inside of that tank. I would stop it in mid-backwash, let it sit for a little bit, you know, go clean some other stuff.
Let it bubble and ooze.
Sounds like a pus sack.
No, it doesn't. Sounds like
bubbling,
a
oozing.
Bubbling cauldron of skin, of dead skin is what it sounds like.
Yeah, same thing, pus sack. Anyway.
It sounds like when you clean a toilet? A toilet.
What country are we in?
Hello, Andrea. I need to go to the toilet.
Oh my God, no. As my daughter would say, never speak to me again.
I've been banished. Okay, sand filter. So mostly we backwash. Now, here's the thing. I think they catch up with you eventually, because now when they first came out with sand filters, everybody said these are permanent media filters. You never need to change the sand, ever.
Lies.
Then the manufacturers all moved into, okay, we need to change the sand once every 5 to 7 years. Which we're still at. About every 5 to 7 years is when we change the sand in a sand filter. Backwashing takes just a few minutes, right? Put it in backwash, let it flow till the dirty water comes out clean, run it through rinse for a minute, put it back into filter, you're good to go. But when you're changing out the sand, which could be 500 pounds, 1,000 pounds, 2,000 pounds, depending on the pools that you work with, you're taking that all out through a hole the size of a Frisbee.
Sounds fun.
So that's why.
And then you got to be careful when you're putting the sand back so that you don't crack the stuff in the bottom, right?
So.
Thank you.
Cleaning filters. Yeah, it's a big pain in the ass. Companies are taking steps to make it easier, right? Neptune Benson came out with that.
Yes.
I think they call it rejuvenating, whatever, the Defender, right? Big pools use those. Aquastar Pool Products came out with their pipeline filters. I have one on my pool. Makes it a lot easier to open the tank. Element doesn't get dirty as quick because of the way it's designed internally and the way the element's designed. And then we had Jordan on with his cleaning tool. Again, top product of the Florida show. Congrats to him again. That's pretty
cool. I'm excited.
Cool. Yeah.
Absolutely. I don't know. Have we reached the end of our Talking Pools program, if you will? We should get some ending music. Oh, I'm working on a
catchphrase,
yeah. And I told you about this already, and you didn't like it, but it was, what's your problem?
That wasn't the first one you sent me.
My daughter,
I am pool girl supreme. Deal with my dust or something like that.
That's not what it said.
It was close.
It is not.
It was pretty close.
It said, what's your problem? Mm. And my daughter, like I said, she suggested that. And now I realize that I do say it quite a bit. Mm. So I don't know. I'll work on it. Let me know what you guys think.
To our audience, because that's not really nice. You know what you can do? Whenever we have a guest, you can say that.
It's all about the tone. It's all about the tone.
What about manufacturers who raise their prices? Go ahead.
What's your problem?
Exactly. And this has been the Talking Pools podcast for this week. Thank you for tuning in.
Yeah. Then when our listeners email with questions, I can go, hey, what's your problem? You know, it's different.
There you go.
It's all about.
I like it. It's got multiple uses.
Depending
upon inflection. All right.
TalkingPools@gmail.com.
Thank you guys for tuning in. We appreciate you. We love you. We're here because of you. Anything you want us to talk about, send us an email. Again, Andrea.
Yeah, thanks for supporting all of our shows. Thanks for listening to this one. We have fun doing it. And even when we're stressed out when we start recording. So yeah.
Until next time, be good, be safe, and...
What's your problem?
There you go. Later.
Bye.
I just wanted to take a minute to say thank you for listening today. I'm hoping you enjoyed the episode as much as we enjoyed putting it together for you. Listen, it's been a couple of wacky, crazy, screwed up years from pandemic to Poolmageddon. I just want you to know that we are all in this together. If there's anything that we can do for you, send me an email at talkingpools@gmail.com. Again, that's talkingpools@gmail.com. We're here. This is your podcast. We are the Pool People's Podcast, of the pool people, for the pool people, by the pool people's podcast. This one is about you. So thank you for tuning in and listening. Do me a favor, click subscribe before you go. That way you don't miss an episode.